Do you often find yourself just surviving motherhood? Do you find yourself placing your hope in the next season because this side of mundane motherhood is just too hard? We've all been there, and I'm here to tell you that there is more. And though this generation of mothers are embracing survival mode, I'm here to tell you that you don't belong there. You may be down, but you're not out. And like the righteous man who gets up again and again, we will keep getting up until we're rising from glory to glory in our motherhood. I'm Heather Lee, and this is the Revived Motherhood Podcast. So go grab your coffee. It's probably in the microwave if you're looking for it, and come join me. Hi, friends. Welcome to Revived Motherhood. I'm Heather. Thanks so much for joining me today. So today we are doing a super fun episode. We are doing a Q&A. So if you're not following me on social media, I have an Instagram called Revived Motherhood. And last week I asked you guys for questions so that I could do this Q&A, and you guys did not disappoint. I got a lot of fun questions, and whatever questions I don't get answered today, I'm going to put automatically in for next month. So I'll be sure to answer those next month if I don't get to them today. The goal is to do a Q&A every last Tuesday of the month. That way, you know, you guys can get to know me a little better, and I have hopes of getting to know you better as well. So let's get started. Go grab yourself some coffee or whatever you fancy. I've been loving Poppy lately, which is kind of like a healthy soda. So have you ever tried it? It's so good. Let's get started. So question number one is, how have you been since your ER trip? Can I just say how appreciative I am that you guys thought to check up on me? So if you're not following me on Instagram, I did go to the ER last Wednesday. I thought I needed an iron infusion, but it turns out that though I am a little low on iron currently, the reason why I was feeling so tired and just sluggish and, just really weary is because I am pregnant. So, I was a little shocked. I had my suspicions that I might be. But I'm one of those individuals that thinks she's pregnant every month. So I thought that I was just being silly. So I didn't think to like take a test or anything, but yeah. So I went to the ER and I found out there that I am pregnant. So there's that. I just found out that I am 5 weeks due in September. I'm so excited. One of the questions that I have been asked lately since we announced yesterday was this baby planned? So of course the baby was planned. Obviously I honestly planned on waiting until later this year, but the Lord had different plans, and yeah, obviously his timing is perfect and we couldn't be happier. So we're super excited. So question number two is, what are you currently reading in the Bible? So I am currently reading Genesis. It's funny, last year I read the entire New Testament, and guys, it was awesome. It was awesome. I love the Gospels. And I love Revelation. I actually read Revelation for the first time in my life last year. And it was epic. It was epic. And it made me just so glad that I'm on the right side. Yeah. Do you ever feel that way? Like, I'm glad I'm on the right side. I'm glad I'm on the side of the epic king on the horse. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's my Jesus. So I'm reading the Old Testament currently right now, which I have just been like, you know, I'm just praying that God just gives me his eyes and his heart. And just as I'm reading, that he'll just open my eyes and give me fresh revelation, because I'll be honest, y'all, your girl has a hard time in the Old Testament. You know, I love the Bible. I do. It's my favorite book. The Old Testament has a lot of names that I have a hard time pronouncing, and it just has a lot of things in it. Which is the reason why I stopped reading the Old Testament to my kids, because I was like, this is why there is a children's Bible out there. This is why we have the children's storybook. So I stopped reading the Old Testament with them and kept that Old Testament and all of its goodness to myself, until they're older, of course. Oh yeah. I tell you, there's some scandalous things that happens in that Old Testament. Let me just say, some people that need Jesus, they need Jesus desperately. So right now I'm reading the Old Testament. I'm reading Joseph and his brothers that sold him into slavery. I mean, can we portrayal anyone? Like, let me just say. So I'm currently reading that. And with my girls, I have been reading Proverbs and Psalms, which I love Proverbs and Psalms. It is probably my two of my top five in that category of favorite books of the Bible. Just so full of wisdom. It's awesome. That's what I'm currently reading. My goal is to read the entire Bible, or have, you know, this year. So we're doing it. We got this. So question number three is, what are some of your favorite snacks for you and your kids? So I wish I could like give you all of these like healthy, creative snacks, but girlfriend, your girl likes Cheetos. I just like Cheetos. I like Annie's version of Cheez-Its and cheese crackers, and we do like cucumbers, and we like to chop up cucumbers and like dip them in hummus. Like, we love like those tea vibe snacks, you know, some lunch meat and cheese on a platter with some cucumbers and carrots, and dip it in hummus. Like, we love that for snacks. Strawberries, carrots, grapes, all of your basic snacks. Another thing I like to do is I like to buy frozen fruit, particularly out of season fruit, like berries, pineapple, blueberries, all those things. And I like put them in bowls for my kids to eat, and they love it. They love it. So yeah, that's all I got on snacks. I'm not very creative with snacks currently, but maybe once my kids are older, I'll get better at turning snacks into creative woodland creatures and butterflies. But like right now, we like Cheetos. And all I can do is, this is kind of like my motto with snacking and foods in general, is do your best and live from his rest. Can I get an amen? You know what I'm saying? Because especially when, you know, you're a mom to youngins, that's like the best you can do. Like, do your best and live from his rest. So question number four is, what parenting method do you use? Gentle, authoritative, positive, etc. There's so many parenting methods out there, guys. Like, I get a headache over how many parenting methods they have. Like, have you ever, like, gone to a book section at the bookstore and just looked at all the different ways of parenting? Like, no wonder we feel like we're doing it wrong all the time, because there's, like, a million ways that you're expected to do it. Anywho, so I love this question because, honestly, it's something that I'm recently passionate about, because I just feel like there's a lot of influencers and a lot of parenting methods who believe that their way is the best way. And if you're not doing it their way, then you're doing it the wrong way. And unfortunately, a lot of these parents don't feel like they have that conviction that their way is the wrong way for your child. But because they're telling you that their way is the right way, you feel like you need to do it because you don't want to screw up your child. Because in their words, that if you don't do it this way, then your child is going to grow up in a traumatic environment. So, Can I just say that we need to have, before anything else, Holy Spirit needs to be our parenting method. He needs to be our formula. Because when we are placing our hope in books, authors, influencers, and all these different ways to do it, you know, it's going to fail us. Because these methods, they don't know your kid. These authors, they don't know your kid. These influencers, they don't know your kid. And what worked perfectly for their kid might and most likely won't work for your child. So it's so important to go to Holy Spirit and be like, you know, how can I love my child? How can I disciple, discipline, and guide my child and raise them up in the way they should go while, you know, still, you know, leaving them feeling loved and seen and heard? Because, you know, gentle parenting might work for one child, but I've seen a lot of cases where it doesn't work for other children. Same with positive, same with authoritative. That's why it's important before going to the methods, you go to the one who knows your kid better than you do. So I love all the methods. So I'm not, you know, anti-method. I love all the methods. I just believe that before you go to the methods, go to the one who created your child. Because, you know, he wants to partner with you in parenting. So yeah, but I love how authoritative parenting, like, I love how they set limits and, you know, enforce standards. And I love how gentle parenting uses positivity and patience, you know, rather than fear or shame to get their child to do what they want or ask. And I love how positive works proactively to fulfill their children's, you know, emotional needs through positive interactions, which, I mean, can often prevent a great deal of bad behaviors. But I also believe that all of them are flawed. You know, I think that every single parenting method has a flaw about them, but I also think all of them has something great about them, which is important to ask Holy Spirit, you know, what works for my child, what doesn't. You know, we don't even have to follow one method. And I feel like we don't get that sometimes. You know, you don't have to choose gentle parenting and that be it. Like, you don't have to choose authoritative parenting and that be it. You don't have to choose positive parenting and that be it. You can pick one. Like, you can, like, read all of the parenting methods and, like, talk to Holy Spirit and, like, pray and, like, write things down and ask Holy Spirit what works, what will work for your kid and what won't. Like, you don't have to, you know, choose one size fits all, you know? So yeah, just ask Holy Spirit, you know, take what you feel like will work and take, you know, and disregard, like, what you don't agree with or, you know, what you feel is wrong for your child. But we need to be careful with how people or how we push parenting methods on other people. Because like I said earlier, you know, what works for you and your child might not work for another child. And what works for another child might not work for your child. For instance, I have 4 kids and we have to parent all of them completely different. I have a child that I need to be really careful with how I talk to them because I've noticed that one of their love languages are words of affirmation. So, you know, I need to be very careful with how I, you know, correct their behavior or how I discipline them or how I disciple them or how I, you know, encourage them. And then, you know, I've had other kids that are, need a little bit more of that authoritative parenting. So, but yeah, all kids are different. So my encouragement for you to be just go to Holy Spirit. You know, maybe take a break from the parenting books because I'll be honest, like I love parenting books as much as the next person. But if you're just reading parenting books and you're not going to the source, you're not going and you're not abiding in the Father and you're not connecting with the Holy Spirit, who knows your kid better than you do and who wants to partner with you, then what you're going to have in your head is just a bunch of noise of what you should be doing. And it's going to come from all over because you're reading all these kind of, like, all different kinds of books that's telling you how they believe that, you know, what they believe that you need to do to your child. Instead of going to Holy Spirit, who, like I said, knows your child, knows what's going to work for your child, and will teach you how to raise up your child in the way they should go. So that is my encouragement to you. Like I said, I love all the methods, but all the methods without the Holy Spirit are wrong methods. So that being said, but yeah, I use all the methods. I love them all. But like I said, they're all flawed. So you have to ask Holy Spirit what works best for you and your children. So yeah. So question number 4 is, what advice do you have for praying for your kids? So this is definitely one that I'm really trying to get better at, because, you know, I'm sure that you can relate as a mom, and, you know, maybe you can't relate, but for me personally, it's something I'm getting better at, but remembering to pray can be very hard sometimes for me, and it's one of those things where, like, the enemy, you know, sends distracted, and I'm easily distracted. I tend to be easily distracted, and especially while I'm cleaning, I could be praying, but instead I'm listening to music. So, especially this year, I'm trying to be more intentional with taking time to be still and to use this time for praying. For instance, you know, while I'm doing dishes, instead of, like, blasting, you know, music, I am putting on, like, that Holy Spirit instrumental worship, and I'm using that as a time of prayer and intercession. And, you know, for those, if you're like me, and sometimes when you're so tired, you know, you feel like you don't have words, you know, I use a time to, like, pray in the Spirit. And another thing that I do is pray scripture over my kids. You know, that's how you know that it's biblical. Like, biblical prayers. Like, if you follow me on Instagram, every Sunday I'll post a verse for us to pray over our children and to pray over our family this week. So that's what I do, is I take a scripture and I write it down. And that's the prayer that I'm going to pray over my kids for that week. And that's how I have gotten better at praying over my kids. But something that's so powerful, and praying for our children, is so important. And it's always something that we should strive to be better at. But yeah, so while I'm cleaning, doing dishes, at night, I try to use that time as a time of praying for my children and intercession for my children. So yeah, scripture, praying in the Spirit, those are all great ways to go to the Father in prayer for, you know, your children. Yeah. Okay. So the next question is, favorite parenting book. I have very few parenting books. I have very few. But I will share the ones that I absolutely love. So, non-homeschool related is, Raising Giant Killers is my all-time favorite parenting book, y'all. It's by Bill Johnson and Benny Johnson. I 1,000,000,000% recommend it. As far as, like, Raising Giant Killers is probably the book that I relate to the most out of all of my other books, as far as what I agree on, as far as discipline, raising, intentional parenting. I can relate to this book the most. It's so good. He literally talks about everything in this book, from discipline to being intentional to going, like, taking your kids to church to, like, raising them up in the Lord. It's just so good. If you haven't read this book, it's probably my number one recommended to parents book. Another one that he has written, I think this is one of his newest ones, but it's Bible Promises and Prayers for Your Children. We actually use this book as a family devotional, so we'll actually read that book, Bible Promises and Prayers for Children. We read that at night before bed. But I love that book because it's literally a devotional, and you could do it by yourself, but we like to do it with our kids because it's like a devotional for all of us as a family of like showing us how we can raise our children up. And it also has questions that you can ask your kids. So for instance, let me see if I could find any questions in here real quick that I can read to you so you just have, an understanding. So it says, for time with your child, it says, ask, have you ever seen a miracle for yourself? If you have not seen one yet, what is one miracle that you would really love to see with your own eyes? And then they have a prayer, and then they have a declaration, and they have an activation, something that you do with your kids. So it's really good. If you don't have that book, I recommend it, like for yourself, like I said, for yourself, or a devotional that you do with you and your kids. And that's what we do. It's been really fun, like getting to know my kids better in that sense. And just, I feel like, asking your kids these kinds of questions really helps you get a better understanding of their calling on their life and what, God could be calling them to. So totally recommend it. Another book that I really recommend is Heartfelt Discipline by Clay Clarkson, Sally Clarkson's husband. I'm not finished with the book yet, but literally this man is so full of wisdom. And in this book, Heartfelt Discipline, he talks about following God's path of life to the heart of your child. And he talks about his method of parenting, and that's the path of life, like God's path of life, parenting. So, I love how he goes very, very deep in scripture, and he talks about parenting methods. And there's a couple of things that I don't necessarily agree with in the book. However, 99.9% of his book is just so profound. I recommend it 1,000,000%. It's so good. So another one that I'll recommend to you is Treasuring Christ When Your Hands Are Full by Gloria Furman. It's so good. I haven't read it in a while, but it's about exactly what the title says. It's learning to treasure Christ when your hands are full, like when you have children. But it's like gospel meditations for busy moms. But yeah, it's so good. I definitely recommend that one. It's a good just pick up and read book. So homeschool related parenting books is literally any book by Sally Clarkson. I am her biggest fan. So any book by Sally Clarkson. Right now I'm currently reading Own Your Life, which isn't necessarily a parenting book, but you could definitely use it in the life of your parenting. Mom Heart Moments, which is a motherhood devotional. And I love, I have a hard time pronouncing her last name, but it's Karen Andriola. That sounds right to me. But she wrote two books called Mother Culture and A Pocket Full of Pine Cones. And I love those books. It just makes me want to be all homemakery, and that's not a word, but I went with it. I went with it. You'll find that word in the dictionary at a dictionary near you. Just kidding. So A Pocket Full of Pine Cones is a really sweet fictional story about a homeschool mom who takes her children out nature journaling. So it's so sweet. It has the sweetest illustrations, and Mother Culture are just, it's a book of like little sections of encouragement from her to you. She wrote the book called A Happy Homeschool, which, is another great book that I haven't read yet, but I heard it's an amazing book. But the author is very Charlotte Mason based. So it's a really, which I am a lover of Charlotte Mason. So if you're a homeschool mom or you're curious about the homeschool lifestyle, I definitely recommend those books. But the other books that I recommended are just amazing, and I completely recommend it 1,000,000%. But yeah, and also, obviously, the Bible is a wonderful parenting book. But I didn't want to go all cliche on you and just say, the Bible is the best parenting book for you to read, you know? Which, it's true. It is true. But I'm assuming you knew that. All right, so the last question that I'm going to answer today, friends, is advice for the new or planning to homeschool moms. Oh, man. That's a good question. So I would honestly say give the first 3 years of your homeschool life so much grace. Because especially in my experience, you won't start to enjoy it until after year three. Because the first, at least in my experience, and that's the only thing I can tell you is from my experience. And I homeschooled from the very beginning. I've heard that if you are homeschooling your kid from public school, you'll need to go through a homeschool or a public school detox is what they say. So it, you know, I think, you know, a lot of the times it's hard because, you know, we look at Instagram and we see, you know, moms and their children and they're walking through parks and they're drinking tea and having tea sandwiches and they're having picnics by the lake, and, you know, you just see the pictures of their kids, you know, quietly doing school at the table, and it just looks magical, and it looks beautiful, and I love those pictures. I mean, I post those pictures at times, too, and those, like, moments do happen, and they're beautiful moments of, you know, homeschooling and parenting, but we also have to remember, and I feel like we as homeschoolers need to do a better service of posting real homeschool life, because I feel like new homeschool moms and just moms who want to homeschool, they're getting a false expectation of what homeschooling is, and it often causes them to want to give up, because what's happening is they have it in their head that homeschool is just a walk in the park with teacups and read alouds and long walks in the forest of nature journaling. And the reality, yes, it is like that, but it's a very small percentage of bliss. You know what I'm saying? Because when you have multiple kids in your house, like, you just, you know, there's going to be arguing. There's going to be moments where your kids are just wild and free, and not always the good way of wild and free. You're going to have kids that are crying at the table because, you know, they're frustrated and they want to do it perfect and they can't do it perfect. And even though you're not expecting perfection, they're, you know, as a person demand it for themselves. Or they don't want to do the school and they're, you know, slamming the books on the table, or they just refuse to do the work altogether, which, you know, it's hard. And you just knowing that balance of when to push them and when to say, okay, let's go have second breakfast. You know what I'm saying? So my advice and my encouragement is just to give yourself grace and to be okay with the fact that your homeschool is not going to look like anybody else's homeschool. Like, your job as a homeschool mom is not to keep up with the public school system for your kids. Your job is to find a rhythm and find out what works best for you and your kids. And, you know, eventually it's going to flow so well that homeschooling will just come naturally to you and your family. It might take 6 months, it might take a year, it might take 3 or 4 years, but like the Bible says, like, you know, when you, like, don't give up when you sow, because eventually you will reap a harvest. So that would be my encouragement for you. If you really feel like God is calling you to homeschool, you know, just go into it knowing your why, and be prepared to go back to that why and to be reminded of that why, because if you don't have a why, it will be very easy for you to give up, because it's hard. homeschooling is hard, you know? It's a constant time of just dying to yourself. It really is. But it is so worth it. It is so powerful. And there are moments that make it all worth it. You know, I have little moments where I'm sitting at the table with my oldest daughter who, you know, she still struggles with, you know, certain things. And, you know, I'll be taking a sip of coffee and then I'll look back and she'll write, "I love you, Mom," on, you know, her school books. And I've already decided I'm keeping every single one of her school books so that I can go back and look at those little notes. But yeah, my encouragement for you though is just, if you believe God's calling you to homeschool, write your why and stick with it, and just, you know, don't grow weary in doing good, for in due time you will reap that harvest and you'll find your rhythm if you don't give up. And that once you find your rhythm, it's still not going to be easy, but it will come naturally to you. So that's my encouragement. And please do not compare your homeschool journey to all the moms on Instagram, because some of them are more seasoned and some of them are faking it. So please do not compare your homeschool. Don't compare your year one to someone's year five. Okay. Because, you know, we have found our rhythms. We have found what works for us. But there was a time in my life where I did not think I could homeschool another year. There was a time in my life where I hated homeschooling, where I felt like there is no way I can reach this child. But year three, you know, something happened, something clicked. You know, we found a rhythm and we've been finding rhythms ever since. So that would be my encouragement for you. So that's all I'm going to answer tonight, because the dishes await and this mother is exhausted. So I hope you guys are having a wonderful Tuesday. I love you guys. And yeah, I'll see you next week. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. If you would love to connect with me on Instagram, I'd love to have you. You can go follow me at Revived Motherhood. We have a fun community over there, and you can find daily motherhood encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't, and share with your friends. And if you haven't yet, please leave a review. It would mean so much to me, and it would also help this podcast get in the hands of other moms who might need encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Love you guys. Bye.